This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The UN humanitarian affairs chief warned that failure to address the social and economic impact of the coronavirus in the world's poorest countries would risk an even worse tragedy in the future. Mark Lowcock said that if richer countries don't act, a series of human tragedies more brutal and destructive than COVID-19 will impact the world.
Unless we act now, we should be prepared for a series of human tragedies more brutal and more destructive than any of the direct impacts of the virus itself.
Lowcock was addressing a World Health Organization news conference by video link on the day of the publishing of the third COVID-19 Global Humanitarian Response Plan. The plan addresses the immediate humanitarian needs caused or exacerbated by COVID-19 in 63 priority countries with existing humanitarian crises. Indian officials fear the nation is not ready to deal with an inevitable surge of coronavirus cases that could overwhelm hospitals and test a feeble healthcare system. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Local governments are frantically trying to squash outbreaks and keep their economies running as the pandemic spreads in the vast countryside. In Bangalore, a city that prides itself as the center of Indian technology innovation, the government ordered a week-long lockdown that began Tuesday evening after the cases surged exponentially. A spokesman for the Harvard Global Health Institute says the acceleration in cases remains the main challenge for India in the coming days, adding that a vast majority of cases were still being missed. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. European Union leaders are holding their first face-to-face summit in months, focusing on two key issues that will shape the bloc for years ahead: the coronavirus economic recovery plan and their next multi-year budget. Lisa Bryant reports from Paris.
Face masks firmly on. The 27 European heads of state started early on talks scheduled to end Saturday, but in a sign of the difficult negotiations ahead and in hopes of a deal this weekend, Luxembourg's Prime Minister Xavier Bettel said he had brought extra clothing should the meetings be extended by another day. German Chancellor Angela Merkel, whose country currently holds the European Union's rotating presidency, acknowledged differences remained very wide. Germany and France have teamed up to support a proposed $857 billion fund of grants and loans to reboot coronavirus-hit economies, especially those of southern European countries like Italy and Spain. But four northern countries are reluctant to offer non-payable grants and want strict governance criteria. Also up for discussion is the EU's next seven-year budget. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is undergoing treatment for another bout with cancer. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The 87-year-old justice says she's receiving chemotherapy for a recurrence of the cancer, but she adds she has no plans to retire from the Supreme Court. In a statement issued by the court, Ginsburg says, "I have often said I would remain a member of the court as long as I can do the job full steam. I remain fully able to do that." Ginsburg says her treatment has so far succeeded in reducing lesions on her liver, and she will continue chemotherapy sessions every 2 weeks. Ginsburg spent time in hospital this week for a possible infection, but she says that was unrelated to the cancer. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The U.S. Defense Department is banning Confederate flag displays on military installations. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The AP has obtained the Pentagon's memo, and it's carefully phrased, not mentioning either a ban or the Confederate flag. Officials say the memo instead lists the types of flags that can be displayed, like U.S. and state banners. The Confederate flag is not on the approved list. Officials describe that as a creative way of banning its display without openly contradicting President Trump, who says displaying it is a free speech issue. A Pentagon official says not naming a specific prohibited flag was aimed at ensuring the policy will be apolitical and can hold up to potential legal challenges. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.